卑斯省府上星期五宣布即时暂停房屋局位于列治文 Canby 及 Sesmith 的六层支援房屋项目，当局将会重新评估并继续研究其他选址。 Canby 及 Sesmith 附近的居民赖燕宏上星期认为卑斯联合党和卑斯保守党合作对新民主党造成压力，所以才迫使他们在这个时间作上述决定。卑斯省长、卑斯新民主党党领尹大卫今日联同多名该党的候选人在列治文一个公园举行造势活动的时候，继续被多间传媒追问这件事。尹大卫说并没有政治动机，重新房屋厅长柯尔伦作这个决定是因为担心和社区合作的工作不够充分，无法确定上址是否一个适合的地点开设有关项目。尹大卫又说他们需要做得更好的是确保这些支援性房屋开放前就做好所有准备，而不是开放后才处理。重申无论是在上址定是其他地点开设这类设施解决无家可归的问题，政府都会确保同社区有充分的对话和协商之后才落实执行。
And so, whether it's going to be on this site or another site, we're going to address homelessness in Richmond. We're going to be building supportive housing in Richmond and right across the province. But in this case, we needed to make sure that there was adequate consultation engagement done with the community to address concerns or find a more appropriate site.
被问到为什么政府不用撤回或者取消上述项目的时候，尹大卫未有正面回应，只是说列治文目前有两个支援房屋项目租约会在2027年到期，而这些地点要由临时地点转为永久就必须要搬到列治文某个地方。尹大卫强调，不论是在 Canby 及 Sesmith 兴建定在列治文其他地点，省政府都会兴建有关房屋项目。
It's not something we've done as well as we should have in responding to the homelessness crisis that we face across the province and the urgency of it. And we're going to make sure that we do it properly in Richmond and going forward to make sure that we're addressing all of those issues. It may be on the same site, it may be somewhere else, but it will be built.
有传媒就质疑省长话会考虑在列治文另觅地点兴建支援房屋问题时，会不会同样另觅地点兴建安全住社屋？尹大卫就认为冇人建议咁样做，亦都唔知呢啲声音从何而嚟。佢再次重申，列治文必须要兴建支援房屋。
So I don't think anybody is suggesting that. I don't know where that's coming from. But for supportive housing, it's got to go somewhere in Richmond. It could be on this site.It could be on a different site. If there's a different site that's better, that addresses community concerns better, then we'll look at those sites as well.
而尹大卫就在造势活动上多次批评保守党党领罗士德的教育、房屋和医疗政策，以及是保守党部分候选人的立场等等。加拿大中文电台记者王启谦报道。